Welcome to Cognitive Rampage Podcast. It's your host, Adam Lowry. As usual, Steve, I said it, man. It's been a good Christmas for myself. I hope it's been a good holiday for everybody out there. And New Year's is coming up. I get down when it's New Year's. I was telling everybody, I was doing Facebook Live a little bit before this, but I was telling everybody New Year's is by far my favorite holiday. You know, I don't really care if it is the new year, the summer solstice, or the winter something. I don't give a fuck. It's a New Year's, and I like it, and I get crazy. I party. I have a great time. I smile. I dance. I sing. I have fun. But anyway, when you're doing your New Year's, please be safe out there. It gets crazy on New Year's. I don't know about you, but I'm glad to see the end of 2016, most definitely. Not that I'm trying to fast-forward life or anything, but it has been kind of rough, right? Like, it's been an odd year, man. It's just been a good year to be alive, though, I think, right? We can say that we are a part of this quagmire. I like that word. We're a part of this fucking quagmire, man. But to keep you updated again, the second edition of the Cognitive Rampage book will be out in January. You will no longer be able to purchase the book that's out now. We are not going to print it that way, so it will become a limited edition book. The second edition that's coming out in January, have a new cover, a couple other things. I love the first book. I'll give you the basic differences, really. The first book is very personal. I wrote from my heart. I wrote from my soul. It's very personal. And the book will still remain that. I'm not going to take me out of the book, if you know what I mean. But I really tried to come back through this book, do some editing, which it needed, add some things, extend on some theories that I've been building as well. But it's a little more professional or technical, if you will, the next book coming out. New York Times bestseller. No, but I love the first book. That book, the first one, which is why we're never going to print it again, like the way it is I wrote that book in the cave, late nights. I mean, my heart and soul is in that book, and a lot of personal things are in that book, too, that I may pull out. I'm not sure. I don't know. But the audio book will also be out. I do read the audio book. I happen to agree. I don't like it when somebody else reads your audio book. So it may also kind of sound like a podcast, because on the audio book, I branch out a little bit. So as I'm reading the audiobook and I have this, imagine that, squirrel left field thing going, I talk to you a little bit. So there's little things that aren't in the book that are on the audiobook to where I kind of chat with you and give you a little private message and stuff. It's kind of neat, but that'll be out in January too. And Dollar Mental Health Club is coming back. We have been in the lab. We have been working this thing. And I say it every time I talk about Dollar Mental Health Club. I'm just going to say it. I fucking hate insurance companies, okay? I hate insurance companies. I fucking hate how they determine coverage, whether it's mental health or medical care. I can't stand that shit. So mental health care has become, look, we're aware. We all know the importance and its impact. We get it. It's at its highest awareness peak ever. But its accessibility and availability to other people is terrible. It's expensive for many people. A lot of even practitioners are finding it difficult to keep their doors open because insurances are paying so low on the payouts. But it's shitty, man. And real good help is hard to find. And frankly, a lot of practitioners, I'm putting you out there, you got to keep your lights on more than you want to help somebody get over a problem faster. And if it means you schedule 3 more weeks with that person because you need that income, well, I don't know what the bias is there. You know what I mean? Are you really trying to hold on to them or make them better? And for me, a lot of problems with general therapy, if you will, is too conservative for me. It's very take your time. Let's talk about how you feel. Let's walk through it and psychoanalyze. When frankly, I don't know about you, but I don't have the fucking time. You know, there's solutions I want. I'm dealing with something now. Give me a tool. Give me a strategy. Give me a solution in the now. And that's what Dollar Mental Health Club is doing. And it only does it for a dollar a fucking minute. One damn dollar. And you can pick 15 minutes, 30 minutes, 45, or 60. So you don't have to drive to some place or make some appointment or hope to God your insurance covers it or walk through the copay maze or whatnot, man. It's just a phone call or an app. What you'll do, it's three steps. You set the appointment, pick your trainer, boom, we call you. You talk about the here and now. We practice in the present. It's not crisis management. It's not diagnosis management. It's affordable mental training. That's what we call it. Not mental therapy, not counseling. It's mental training for anybody, anytime. That's it. How's that for a mission statement for Dollar Mental Health Club? Dollar Mental Health Club, because we fucking hate insurance companies. How about that? Yeah? And mental health should be available to everybody, not just dollar amounts or who's got the money or who's got the best insurance. It's fucking ridiculous. So Dollar Mental Health Club is coming back in January, trying to bring everybody in. And as well, we're also hiring. So if you think you're a mental trainer, you're into it, if you're a life coach, I'm not hiring licensed therapists. I'm sorry. I'm just not doing it. Fuck a licensed therapist. I love you guys. You guys busted your ass. You help a lot of people. I'm bitter. All right. Okay. I'm bitter. But you also got a lot of conservative training, and I don't want to undo old habits. So I'm not looking for licensed mental health counselors or whatever. I'm looking for those that know how to practice, that read a lot, that understand tools and strategies, that know what cognitive practice is, practicing in the mindful, practicing in the present, mindfulness. That's what we're doing. So we're starting interviews in January. Send me your email with your resume, too, if you're looking or if you're interested in being a mental trainer with us. And we're also using people, what we call mental helpers, right? People like to help, right? We all know somebody out there that needs somebody to talk to, but either they won't call or they don't have the money, they don't have the time, or they don't have insurance. And so if you want to be a mental helper, email me that you want to do that. We'll send you some shirts, probably a free book or something, I don't know, and a bunch of little cards that you can hand out to people. Go, hey, I know it's tough. I know you need somebody to talk to. I know you don't really like therapy and you don't want to talk about your childhood, right? Because not everything links to our fucking childhood, right? So Here's the card. Call this. It's a dollar a minute. And you can even buy minutes for people, right? So if you want to, like, give somebody, you know, $15 for 15 minutes to chat, man. So anyway, that's part of the Dollar Mental Health Club stuff that's coming out. Yeah. Go to drinkmycot.com. It's over there. Alfred, if you're watching, brother, I need some more. I said it on the last show. I'm almost out, man. Send me some of that Myco tea. It's beautiful pH clean water. Has some mushroom probiotics. Don't worry, you're not going to see all the green men and stuff. Although I suggest everybody at least have a psychedelic experience once in their life. And that should be like an entry thing to be president. Like the day you swear in, okay, here's your mushrooms. Okay, we'll talk to you in 8 hours. See if you still want to do this. But anyway. Yeah, go to drinkmycot.com. pH 2.5. It's clean, clean, clean water. That's what he focuses on most, which I like. Plus, it does a whole bunch of cool stuff. So, drinkmycot. Now, this podcast, the opening is longer than the podcast now officially. The opening is 7 minutes and 48 seconds and counting. The podcast that's going on is only 7 minutes and change. Now, I have to preface you with the time, the setting. This podcast did not take place inside the cave. It was not a virtual podcast. I was in New Orleans. And I was hanging out in New Orleans. I thought about telling you the pre-story, because there's even a pre-story to this story. But I'll fast forward through it. It's weird how serendipitous, how things happen in your life where, like, you're talking about a person or people or you're kind of involved with them at one moment in life. And then hours later, those people are in your life. And it happened like that. A friend of mine, Sean SD, shout out to your brother. We were in New Orleans and we were at a diner just chilling. I had had a couple Coronas and we were getting a little food and not many people in the diner. And just a waitress, two waitresses actually. One of them, I'm sorry to say it, but she was cracked out of her mind. She was bad. She was old, definitely heavy addicted. And then this young girl. Good-looking young girl, healthy, kind, was being bossed around by this lady. It was terrible. There's only like four of us in the whole thing, and this lady's just ripping her. And anyway, there's two young gentlemen sitting where I can't really see them. And it's funny. They're flirting. They're 20-year-old kids, right? I find this out later, but I don't know that. So they're flirting with the young girl. It's kind of fun. And the older waitress keeps getting mad, I guess. You know, she's kind of interrupting her, telling her to do this and do that, do whatever. And anyway, those young men go to leave, and they're paying at the front, and they ask for a military discount. Now, I don't know if you all saw the video on Facebook where the guy asked for a military discount and the lady behind the girl, whatever, yells like she couldn't believe it. What the fuck ever. I see it as a marketing ploy, really. I know you try to be nice and give a military discount, but why not just give the whole fucking thing? Just give them the whole damn thing. Like, I get it that it's a coupon and we stand up for our military, but if you're going to do that, just give them the whole fucking thing. Give them the whole meal. Give them the free ride. Give me a fucking discount, man. I don't know. If you're going to do it that way. But that's just my opinion, you know. Anyway, the new waitress can't quite figure it out. And she's trying to figure it out. The older waitress comes over, yells at her a little bit. And the military kind of leans forward and tells the lady, goes, you could probably be nice to her, you know. She's trying to learn. And she just walks off angry. But anyway, they don't have any money on their card. The guy's card gets denied. The other guy turns around, pulls some cash out of the ATM, pays her, and then proceeds to ask her what she's doing later when she gets off work. I thought that was funny. I just did. Anyway, here's where it gets interesting. They leave. We stay a little bit longer. We leave. A couple hours go by. I'm hanging out at the hotel room. I'm just chilling. It's late night. I'd say it's like 1 a.m., maybe 2 a.m., and I don't like being in hotel rooms for the most part, so I come out front, and I'm just chilling. Now, mind you, let's just say when I travel, I'm not staying at the Ritz-Carlton, okay? Right? I like to be in there, right? We'll just call it that. And so we're staying at a choice location, and I had already had some weird run-in with some addict. It was pretty funny. But anyway, I'm sitting out front. I'm in my all black, right? So I look pretty shady anyway. And I am leaning up against the pole. It's cold. It's rainy. It's just shitty out. And I'm just chilling, right? I look like the guy that you would ask if you were out of town and you really wanted some weed. Okay? I look like that guy. That's who I look like. I didn't have the glasses on and shit, right? I was like this. Like, I'm like, got the hood up. I'm just chilling, right? Thinking, really. Doing a lot of thinking. Honestly, I think I was podcast hunting because I kind of do that, right? I just kind of sit around and just see. Anyway, well, walking over to me come the two young gentlemen from the restaurant. It was hilarious to listen to him sort of ask me for weed. It was funny the way he's like, so you got any burn, you know? It was hilarious. Now, these are big guys, right? They're big dudes and they're young. They look like cops. I'm just telling you, they're military kids, which I don't find out till later, but they look like cops, right? So I just start fucking with them. I start going like, wow, man. I said, you know, if somebody were to ask anybody, I'd probably ask myself too, right? If I was looking for weed, right? Who would I ask? I'd ask that guy in all black on the corner, right? It's like, of course, right? I said, but then again, the guy probably selling weed looks like me standing on the corner. So if you were a cop, who would you ask? Right? And they were like, yeah, I agree. And I said, well, and then again, the cops probably know that because they're not stupid. So more than likely, they may put a guy that looks like me on the corner hoping a guy like you would ask a guy like me, right? Yeah, now they're freaking out. I'm just fucking with them. Anyway, it was just fun. So it lasts for a little bit. Then it stops, and I start to find out about the kids a little. I call them kids, all right? They're 20, all right? They are kids. And it turns out that they're military, that they were National Guard. And they start to tell me what happened and how they got recruited. Now, mind you, they've only been doing this a short period. It's like within the first year, you know what I mean? Within the first 6 months or so. You'll find out more on the podcast. But I start, you know, being intriguing and curious and annoying is normal. And really, so you're out for 2 weeks, right? So yeah, we leave in 2 weeks. You'll find out where they go in 2 weeks, but you'll find out when they sat down with the recruiters, what was told to them, what was shown to them in the brochure, what they weren't told and what they were told, and then where they were actually headed in about 2 weeks, and where they found out and when they found out. I even asked the kid, where were you the minute you knew? And for me, as I write, and you'll read in the post there, it's kind of how our military preys on men and women from small towns that just have dreams of getting out. My attack here is not on the military directly. You know, you do what you do, and it can do great things for people, I guess. You know, I don't know. It's a weird thing for me, but this is the podcast. I'm not going to mention the gentleman's names because they may get in trouble. Who knows? But it's only 7 minutes. I do a quick takeaway. Now, check this shit out, too. At the end of the podcast, they were waiting on a taxi. And at the end of the podcast, this lady, it's like 2 a.m. now, right, in New Orleans, right? This lady comes over who was waiting on a taxi, too, all upset that they're taking their time, if you will. They're not going to the taxi. And she comes over, and she starts going, excuse me, yeah, can I have this taxi or whatever? And she just interrupts us. So I walk over to her, and you'll hear it. It's all in the damn podcast. And I lean forward, and I go, ma'am, would it matter to you that these, you know, these boys are military? And she goes, no, why would I care? And then she notices my phone is recording. Oh, and watch her flip her script. Oh, it's fucking hilarious. When I ask her that, and she goes, no. And then she sees my phone's recording of some kind. She don't know if it's Facebook Live. She didn't know anything. And she's like, oh, well, yeah. Oh, it's fucking pathetic. It's fucking pathetic. But anyway, now it's officially, the intro is now twice as long as the podcast. But you may be seeing some podcasts like this coming next year. But anyway, I would like to say that I enjoyed this podcast. But I can't say I really enjoyed it. Like, I got the story, the whatever, but it hurt me. You know, I walked away. You'll hear my monologue there at the end as I'm walking away, how much it affected me. But I don't know. The aim of the podcast is to get you to think. I say shit to get you to think, to get you to open up. I don't force my beliefs on anybody else or whatnot. So if I say something that rattles you or kick in your front door or some shit, good. Fucking good. You know, get you to think. Question me too, you know. Question everything. But anyway, without further ado, here's the podcast of me in New Orleans standing with two National Guard members that used to be recruits that tell me the dark, true stories behind the pretty pictures of the brochure when they sign you up.
For real?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Well, we're doing it now. So Pakistan wasn't in the National Guard brochure?
No, not at all.
What was in the brochure?
The brochure was more like, hey, you know, you're going to be a weekend warrior. You're going to do, 3 weeks out of the summer. But you know what?
Two weeks.
But now we're specific.
You remember?
The specific brochure said, you're going to drill once a month. You're going to drill once a month. It's going to be a Saturday and a Sunday from 7 to 5. You're going to work a little eight-hour days, 2 weeks out of the summer, you're going to be done. That's it. And you're going to get all these benefits.
What are the benefits?
The benefits are college, $4,500.
Medical.
Wait, not full college. The nickel and the diamond, the free college? Bitches.
Okay.
You get, least they could do is say, hey, you're going to get shot at in the desert. We'll give you a free education.
You get half the college.
Fuck!
You get half the college. Let's be real.
Dicks!
They pay $4,500 for college.
If you take a bullet, do you only get half of it?
If you get deployed and go to Iraq and you get shot, you're going to get the Purple Heart. You're going to get full college. But
sure,
if you don't get shot.
In the right spot.
I mean, we signed up for infantry. We knew what we were going
to. Okay,
through.
You knew. Yeah, all right.
So
fair enough.
The possibilities.
Okay, fair enough.
Okay, so we get back and we get to our unit. So now they're saying we're going to NTC, California.
How long ago was this?
A year and a half.
A year and a half, because both of you are 20, right?
Correct.
All right, young. All right. So 19. Damn, you're from a small town? Both of you guys?
Yeah.
Wanting to get the fuck out.
Exactly.
And they knew it, too. Goddamn bitches.
I was supposed to go active duty. I signed, I went National Guard because I picked up a baseball scholarship.
Yeah?
Okay. So, and I kind of got fucked over in that deal. So I went National Guard.
Were they only willing to pay for half of it?
Exactly.
Motherfucker, see? God.
It's all right, though. It's all right. I mean, we really, right. we wanted to deploy. I mean, we're like, hey, I mean, if we're going to do it, might as well fucking do it.
Okay.
Okay, so.
I can appreciate that.
When they told us we're getting deployed, we're like, fuck yeah, let's do it.
Okay, you were in.
We're
all
ready.
Right.
We're in. All right, we're going to NTC. It's going to suck ass.
How long is it?
It's only five weeks.
They promised us two weeks for the summer, but we're going for five.
Yeah.
But the thing is, we have to train because we're weekend warriors. how are they going to ship us to fucking Iraq
and you're ready.
Or Pakistan without any training?
Yeah, that's right.
So okay. Exactly. So
that wasn't in the brochure.
No.
Okay.
No.
Just checking.
Not exactly.
Negative.
All right. Negative.
Which, hey, I mean, it is what it is. We know what we're signing up for. I mean, hey.
All right, so you're deployed. We're going to the 5 weeks thing. That's where you lost me.
Okay, we're going to the 5 weeks thing. And then
to train.
Okay, then, like, 4 months after that, or, yeah, 4 months after that, then we're going to Pakistan. We'll be there for a year. Or
9 to 12 months.
9 to 12. But
what
it's
the?
Like,
wait, I thought it was 1 week and a month.
That's definitely not.
Hold on. 1 week and a month just turned into a year in Pakistan? How the fuck did that happen?
When the big army calls you up, you gotta go. I can't.
The
we can't
only
tell
way
you
cannot get deployed is if you're in the ROTC,
ROTC
program
or OCS.
If you're in college and you're in ROTC, you're contracted with the college. You're not contracted with the government army.
A fucking employee.
So basically, that's the only way you can get deployed. If you're with college ROTC program.
So if you've already signed up for debt to owe the national government, you're okay to stay. That's kind of what I hear, because if you're going to school, you're paying student loans.
They will pay for your school, though.
All of it?
Or if you're on ROTC, they will pay for your entire school.
Okay.
If you get post 9/11, they will pay for all.
Post 9/11 is when you
after
you're deployed.
Fuck.
We don't get post 9/11 because we haven't been deployed, but once we get deployed, then we'll get it. But that's...
So,
which we kind of worked out with being young and go ahead and deploy. And then
you are a silver lining young fella, aren't you?
Oh, most definitely.
Wow. You're going to need that.
Hey, man, you got to stay focused and positive through it all.
Okay. I'll remember you said that.
You got to stay motivated. The second you think negative about it, the second
it's,
you stop
you're right.
your training, then
you're damn right.
You're
sure, that's when you do get shot, right?
That's what they say, I hear. I mean...
When you're going into basic training, you're like, God damn, we could get deployed, honestly. We could get killed.
When did it sink in, man?
It literally sunk in probably maybe the third week because they were talking to drill sergeants. Be like,
I mean,
hey,
they
you could literally get deployed right after this, which a few of the guys we went to basic with got deployed within a month after basic training.
Yeah.
But they said, yo, you could die. But, I mean, they literally told us we're... nothing and we could
what happened to your heads, man,
after
when it really sunk in? No,
after
that
basic,
day, where were you? Were you in the mud pit? Were you climbing some shit?
Oh, dude, we were fucking...
There's no time. We were in the rock pile fucking working out.
That's when it hit you.
In the middle of the rain in the fucking 30-degree weather. They said, there's nothing you can do. You can die. And
is that when it hit you?
It's in the head, yeah. We can die. Any minute.
We're calling,
it doesn't matter.
We slept in a hole for a week and a half for our training.
So, fellas, look, I'll tell you this. Where you going? You gonna go get in some trouble?
Yeah.
Listen.
We're calling.
We're literally walking.
You guys wanna wait for the next one?
Hey.
One coming after this
hey.
One?
Guess what? Would it matter if I told you that these were Army veterans?
No.
Really?
Wow. I better didn't. I already know.
Now, wow, you changed your tune real quick.
Facebook was watching, didn't you? Hey, no, I didn't know that.
Hey,
are you guys the next? There's another cab coming. Can I have this?
Yeah. We'll call.
Okay.
Yeah. Trash. Well, listen, when you do get back, I'll take care of you.
Appreciate
you didn't have to leave now, so don't go asking for no fucking weed out there. You get in trouble.
Yeah.
For real. All right?
Listen,
I'm staying out here with a pistol for a reason.
Hey, we got hit. We got one, too.
I know, but listen to me. Don't go out in this place and get in trouble, man.
I got three.
You feel me?
We're at 426.
I'm at 123. When y'all get back, come smoke something, all right?
All right, man.
You don't need it out there.
Hey.
Yeah, man. Wow. That was interesting. He just walked up on me like that. I knew some podcast was going to happen when I came out here. And it hadn't happened yet. And it happened. Maybe it was only 6 minutes or so. But wow. You know those young men at 19... given a brochure that said nothing about Pakistan, nothing about a year, promised them a whole bunch of stuff, told them 1 week and a month, maybe a couple weeks in the year, right after basic training, not even 5 days into it, the young men realized that they may be sent to go die. And there's nothing they can do about it.